Good afternoon, Fiona Wiley with you on ABC New South Wales. And if you think social media is just about cat videos and sharing photos of what you ate for dinner, you might be surprised to find there are people facing huge personal challenges who are getting so much support and comfort from online interactions, dealing with loss, illness, medical challenges and other problems that you often feel lost and alone with. But venturing online has proven to be therapeutic for ABC journalist Emma Siossian and my producer Janine Fitzpatrick, who joined me this afternoon. And I'd love you to talk to with us this afternoon. I better organise someone to pick up the phones in the office. 1-300-66-2279 is the phone number, and the text message 0467-922-684. Now, Emma, before you had your beautiful son, Aidan, you faced a number of health issues. How difficult was that time for you?
Fee, I would say that was probably the most difficult time in my life. It took us nearly 4 years before we were able to have Aidan, and I did face a number of different medical hurdles during that time. I think within one particular 12-month period, I suffered 3 pregnancy losses, including IVF treatments and an ectopic pregnancy. And it was a very lonely time, quite isolating time, trying to cope with all that. So I think that was, you know, when I decided to try and find some support online, you know, you sit Googling and looking for things, just trying to find other people who might have been through similar.
So were you looking for people or information first?
Probably at the outset I was looking for information, but I think that definitely changed and came to a point where I was wanting to connect with other women going through what I was going through. It's hard to speak about that to people who are in your life when it's so private and so personal. And I also found that a lot of people really didn't get what I was going through. They hadn't been in that situation. They couldn't understand it. So I tended to shut off. But once I went online, I just randomly found a forum that was set up for pregnancy, infertility, children, all covered a whole range of areas, and a chat area on that site. There was all these women there who were feeling what I was feeling. They'd been through what I'd been through, and I could vent and I could talk about my most dark and ugly emotions, the hardest bits of it, in a very supportive, non-judgmental environment.
And you've stayed in contact with some of them. Tell us about Nicole, because I've got a little bit of what Nicole said to you.
Yes, Nicole is one of the ladies I met on there. She's in her 30s now with a beautiful little boy, Aaron. And she said that online support that she found was probably the biggest support that she had during her journey to become a mum.
I think at the end of the day, what really got me through the journey was the support I met online. I was just online one night. I found a website. A lot of women were chatting on there about the treatment that they were going through or the infertility issues that they were having. And the support that you could have in that open forum was, even to this day, was amazing. I think 100% that is definitely what got me through. You know, these people you don't know from Adam. You wouldn't have a clue who they are in real life. But yet when you came together and you had an opportunity to voice yourself and you didn't have to be so guarded with how you were feeling, you could just be. You could just let it out.
That's amazing, isn't it? Because up until recently, there wasn't this place that people could go to get support, and you found it, Nicole found it, and also Sarah. What's Sarah's story?
Sarah tried for many, many years to have a child and ended up having her first child when her sister Emma donated eggs, and after that she actually went on and had a natural pregnancy and had a little boy, which is in her 40s, which was a wonderful thing for her. But she also found immense support and just that outlet in the online forum.
All of a sudden there were people talking about what it was I was going through, and they seemed to be writing or saying exactly the same things that I was feeling. And so after about a month I reached out and just found a community that's still around me in a different form as we've all gone through our IVF and try and have children journey together. I think I really would have struggled so much more in being able to relate to anybody if I hadn't found that community. we came from very different backgrounds, but we had the most intrinsic experience that we were all going through, that we all could understand each other, and we really didn't even need to ask questions. We could just accept what that person was saying and reach out and just say, you know, we hear you, you know, you're not alone.
That not feeling alone is so important through tough times. And Janine, your experience has been very different. We lost your wonderful Simon, your husband, quite recently, but you found so much comfort in social media. And I think for people who aren't online, this is going to sound very different, how much you did share online. And for us, we actually found out Simon had passed away through you saying, going online and telling us.
Yes, and I didn't expect social media to be such a support. It's been a real surprise to me. But I have my personal Facebook page, but I also have a blog and a public Facebook page on that blog. And initially, the reason that I put it out there was because I wasn't sure we'd got hold of everybody that knew Simon, and I wanted to make sure that everybody knew. So that was sort of the first reason that I went on there. But it got a lot bigger than that and a lot more. It really has been part of helping with the grieving process, because I started getting messages, first of all, on my personal page from people that, you know, guys that had been in the Navy with Simon.
So it sort of spread out like a spider web that we know that social media can be. Mm-hmm. Someone would tell someone and they would then come back to you through the social link in a way that perhaps a sympathy card would never be as effective.
No, because it was, I was able to interact with them. Like, it wasn't the same as, I wasn't any good at getting on the phone and talking to people because I just got too upset, but I could sit there on Facebook and I could reply to comments, even if it was just thank you. I was actually interacting with people. And then when it went on my public Facebook page and on my blog, I started getting messages from people that I didn't know at all in real life that were really beautiful and really comforting messages. And it became like real life, because there were people that read my blog in America that got in touch with another person that used to read my blog in America as well to tell her, because she was worried she wouldn't know. So it was, and those people had never met Simon. All they knew about us was what they had read on the blog.
And I have to say, Janine is just one of the gifted writers, and she started her shambolic life living blog site because of, you know, if anything could go wrong in downsizing and building a house and starting a new life, it did. But none of us ever knew it would get to this point. And I, part of me was like watching you being able to, at your darkest point, still be able to share things was quite extraordinary. It almost was it was almost like you were working. You put your shoulders back and went, they've taken the energy to talk to me. I have to do it back. And like you said, you couldn't take the phone calls, but you could interact online.
Yeah, and it was really special, and it made us, you know, everything that people said, even if they just liked something that was up there, it was just a sense that people were thinking of us and caring about us, whether they had met us or whether they hadn't. And then it changed again when I was trying to plan the funeral, and on my personal page I was asking for song suggestions, and people commented with that. I asked for funny stories for the eulogy, and people sent me messages with those. And I think And they sent me photos as well for the photo montage that my daughter did. And I think it was also, for them, it was a way of helping us, even if they couldn't physically be with us. It was a way of them to be able to give us a hand as well. And
yeah, it sort of became like a country town, didn't it? Some of us were cooking the food. Others were sending the flowers, but
cleaning the windows.
a whole lot of people that were a long way away were part of it, because Simon was in the Navy, and so there was a very spread out from Tumbarumba, where he grew up, Mudgee, where you grew up, and relatives overseas. It was just this huge network of people caring.
It was. And, I mean, the people that were here with us and physically doing things with us, that was really important, and I don't want to undervalue that. But
You couldn't have had everyone in your room that you had on Facebook. We were pretty crowded as it was.
But I think that the social media side of it just really complemented it. And now I've been putting up old photos of us together and of old friends, and people have been sending, you know, again, really lovely comments and saying things about it and remembering Simon, which I think is... That has just, it's made me feel happy as I've been doing it, because it's just reminded me of so many happy times. And I think that that's, I think when you do lose somebody, you do actually want to talk about them. And sometimes people feel really uncomfortable with doing that with you. But by putting up the photos and people throwing in their own comments and their own memories of him, it's been just a really beautiful way of sort of,
it's a safe way.
Yeah,
it's a safe way to share.
And your daughters too have been part of that. They like hearing the stories or reading the stories that people are sharing, or the photos. And it's been very much a very open thing. You know, we were always told that we should be part of what the kids are doing online. They actually got very involved, didn't they?
They did, and they also were very involved in the funeral, and they did. Denisha did a video of her talking and singing, and Tihana did the photo montage. And I was able to put that up on the blog, and that was really special too, because people said, we feel like we were there, and we feel like we were able to you know, send you some comfort in our messages and things that we put on the blog. So it's a different world. It's a different way of supporting each other and of grieving. And, I mean, it won't be the right way for everybody, but it certainly was for me.
This is ABC New South Wales. I'm joined by Emma Siossian, and that's Janine Fitzpatrick. We've got someone else reading the news headlines, if you're a bit worried. They're a few minutes away. It's 27 past two on ABC New South Wales. My number is 1300 662 279. The text message 0467 922 684. Now, do you think that there are any issues? Because we always, you know, I said about the girls were able to join in, and we're always given so many warnings about social media. You know, is there a chance, Emma, that someone could have got on one of those forums and been watching it, or that you didn't want there, that could have seen how you felt? Or
I guess that's always a risk with social media, because once something's out there, it's out there, there's no taking it back, and it can be accessed by so many people. In that particular forum, we used different names or different identities, so you could be anonymous and chatting on there, which kept it that way if you wanted it to be. And now, if you want to take it another step and maintain relations, a bunch of us have formed a Facebook page, and we're still in touch, which has been a lovely thing to come out of it, because it's an even more personal way of chatting. And those women can still help me, you know, in decisions I confront going forward, whether to do any more IVF, things like that. They can talk it through with me. They've been there, a lot of them. And they can also celebrate the good times. When my son was born, they knew everything I had been through, probably more than a lot of people in my life. And they could celebrate it with me and know how much every single step of that journey meant.
So when you posted the photo of Aiden with his new bike, and how it took him a while to get into it, but now he's just, you know, staying on the bike for hours, you got responses from some of those people, of course, along with family and friends.
Absolutely. Yeah, they are some of the people who like photos that I put up, you know, the most, because I think they probably feel very involved in that part of my life, and watching now as Aiden grows up, they can see that him growing up online, I guess, with what I choose to post.
Yeah, and if anyone's got any way of getting vegetables into Aiden, please.
Yes, please do.
Any downside for you, Janine? Anyone ever put something that hurt on online?
I've been really lucky. I mean, when you spend a bit of time online, you do see those things happening around you at times. But I've been really lucky. I've got lovely people, even on my public page and on the blog, who just really are nice people. And I think I think they're the sort of people I probably would be friends with in real life if I did meet them. Some of them have become friends in real life as
well. Yeah, one actually moved to your town.
Yes.
After following your blog. Yes. And you're sort of a little nervous, but you become friends, caught up.
We did. So for me, there hasn't been any downside of it at this point.
Well, that's wonderful. And I guess that's something that you have to protect yourself against, that if there is something awful, it's just delete it. Don't even think about it. Because we hear of, memorial sites that are set up for someone that's much loved or perhaps in a very, a well-known tragedy, and people put horrible things because there can be nasty people in this world. And I do
certain things to protect my daughters on the public public blog. I didn't used to use their real names at all. I used to call them Hippie Child and Princess Child. Although it was interesting when I did put the eulogy pieces up and the things that they've
done. I just got the Hippie Child. The Hippie Child was meant to be born to me.
Yes, that's your daughter. But when I did actually put the eulogy things up, I actually used their real names in that because I felt that was important, that they were recognising their dad and they needed to have their real names in there. But I usually give them those other names because I don't want someone Googling their name and finding out all this stuff that I've written about them when they were, 13, 14 and 17.
But I think too, and that's a really important point, the stuff that you write about them is not that private. Can be personal, but some people just do get carried away online and can put too much.
I think you just always have to be thinking in the back of your mind, a lot of people can read this. Mm. So you put up something, you feel comfortable knowing many people are going to read, or if it's a photo, many people are going to see it. Mm. And if you feel a little bit anxious about that or uncomfortable, don't put it up. Mm.
And I also check with the girls. If there's something that I have got doubts about, they do get to read it and I got a post vetoed the other day.
You
that
did?
I was told you can't put that up.
You can't put that one up. And a friend who's a teacher, she tells her kids, now, if you don't want to see that in the Macleay Argus, don't put it up, which is their local newspaper. And I think that's terrific advice to kids and everyone, really, because it's the big worldwide newspaper, isn't it?
It is.
And it's very big newspaper.
Yes.
But the good thing is there's the little parts of the classified where you can connect with someone as you both have found during tough times, and it's been really helpful. Thank you both for talking this afternoon so candidly. And guess what? We had two boxes of tissues and we didn't use them. So that's, 2, 4, 6 thumbs up from us all. Thanks so much.
Thanks.